Welcome to Chilling with Teddy G, an authentic black channel empowering the black community and capturing the modern day black reality through investigative journalism. I'm your host, Teddy G. Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. I'm giving you some breaking news. First, I want to say hello to all of my melanated kings and queens, my brothers and sisters in Africa as well as South Africa, and to my listening audience around the world. Welcome back to another episode of CWTG, where we're going to bring you some breaking news, ladies and gentlemen, of a pure evil mass shooting of this white supremacist in Buffalo, New York. We're going to get right into this story, ladies and gentlemen, as soon as I do some dirty laundry, because you know we got to keep the studios of Chilling with Teddy G clean with the Copyright Disclaimer Act of 1976, under Title 17, Section 107, allowances is made for the fair use for the purpose such as criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarships, and research. Fair use is permitted by the copyright statute that may otherwise be infringed. Nonprofit, educational, or personal use tips the balance in the favor of fair use. So yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we had this teenager, this white supremacist, committed this pure evil hate crime, and 10 is now dead in Buffalo, New York, at this popular grocery chain, Tops. Apparently, he drove up here several hours away, ladies and gentlemen, and committed this most heinous crime. Let's go to WCNC and get an update on this story, ladies and gentlemen.
This morning, we're continuing to follow a deadly mass shooting out of New York. Police say 10 people are dead after a teenager opened fire in a Buffalo supermarket. Michael Wooten has the latest for us this morning.
Around 2:30 in the afternoon,
possible active shooter at the top. There are still shots being fired.
At a place where we feel safe.
Cut as many cars as you possibly can.
The deadliest mass shooting in Buffalo history.
This was pure evil.
Inspired by white supremacy, authorities say the shooter drove here from his home 3.5 hours away in Broome County.
This tragic incident by someone who is not a part of our community, does not live here.
Police say he drove up to the Tops Market on Jefferson Avenue armed with a semi-automatic rifle and wearing body armor.
He exited his vehicle. He was very heavily armed. He had tactical gear. He had a tactical helmet on. He had a camera that he was live streaming what he was doing.
After shooting 4 in the parking lot, killing 3, police say he entered the supermarket.
Beloved security guard, who was a retired Buffalo police officer, a hero in our eyes, engaged a suspect, fired multiple shots, struck the suspect, but because he had heavily armed, armored plating on, that bullet had no round.
The police commissioner says the suspect then shot and killed that retired officer, identified as Aaron Salter, allowing the rampage to continue. In all, 9 were shot inside, the total death toll rising to 10 before patrol officers arrived on scene and convinced the suspect to put down his gun and surrender. While motives are often elusive this early in an investigation, the Erie County Sheriff said that is not the case here.
It was straight up racially motivated hate crime from somebody outside of our community, outside of the city of Good Neighbors, coming into our community and trying to inflict that evil upon us.
Investigators are reviewing the live stream of the attack and a racist manifesto published online. Sources say he etched the N-word into one of his weapons.
We are investigating this incident as both a hate crime and a case of racially motivated violent extremism.
That falls within the FBI's counterterrorism division, the feds assisting local police.
Whatever we need, we will not stop until justice is brought to this community, those families, and the victims of this horrific crime.
The U.S. attorney asked for peace amid the horror, a plea echoed by Buffalo's council president during a post-news conference prayer.
Pray for peace. Pray for unity. But most of all, God, we pray that justice be done.
As so many now say a prayer for this city in mourning. In Buffalo,
see, ladies and gentlemen, this is what I tell you about this hatred and this systemic racism that is festering in the divided snakes of America. It hurts my heart when I have to bring you breaking stories, ladies and gentlemen, of mass shootings of any kind, not just these racially motivated killings, ladies and gentlemen, which seems to be running rampant in this country. But for someone to just take it upon themselves to have this special type of hatred for a particular group of people, that you commit this heinous, most nefarious crime against some people who has done absolutely nothing against you. Okay, and then he says that they're asking to pray for justice and to pray for peace. No, ladies and gentlemen, let me direct you where your prayer should be. Your prayer should be toward the family, these victims of this heinous crime. That's where your prayer should be. Their family is the one that's in need of a prayer at this sorry time that they are suffering through the loss of their loved one. So let's keep their family in prayer first. I'm not saying don't pray for the other things, but the first thing is to be needs to be done is some type of comfort for the family of these victims. And I will continue, ladies and gentlemen, to bring you updates on this story as they come in. But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, the breaking news is that we have 10 dead in Buffalo, New York, over at a supermarket that police and the mayor is definitely classifying it as a hate crime. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of Chilling with Teddy G. As I tell y'all always at the end of every show, please continue to do your social distancing. We'll never be out of the woods with this COVID-19 and all the variants that's coming up. So do all you can to help reduce the spread of this virus. With all that being said, I bring y'all these stories and I give you this information simply because I love you. Loving you guys is my food, and Teddy G is hungry each and every single day of his life. So I have the opportunity to address you guys again. I bid each and every one of you peace, love, and soul.
In America, as a black person, you recognize there is one set of laws for you and one set of laws for those, especially in the white community. In our book, Passive Aggressive Racism in the System of White Supremacy, I take you through times in my life when I first started noticing white supremacy. We teach you how to recognize it, identify it, and also counter it in our book. This book is a beginner's course for those that are just starting to wake up and open their eyes to see the system of white supremacy. As a black American person, you must understand this system, because this system is life or death to you. How you handle it, how you deal with it, it can affect your mental health if you don't understand this system. Pick up our book, Passive Aggressive Racism and the System of White Supremacy, today on Amazon.